Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is about higher beings. We're going to be invoking beings from all different realms tonight, or this afternoon, and bringing in the energy of love, light, and transformation. There's quite a few beings out there that people talk about, and if you don't believe in aliens or angels or any of that, then just enjoy the ride here. It's interesting that there a lot of people say there are a lot of higher beings from other planetary systems that have come to the Earth at this time to help us raise our consciousness and help us go through this transformation where we are going into a higher level of consciousness. And I wanted to just talk about a few of these beings and invoke that energy from them and see if they will come around and help us right now. And it ties in to sound in quite a few different ways. You know, really, the main thing is that it's all about raising consciousness on the planet and raising our own consciousness. And years ago, I had a girlfriend that said, well, what the hell does that mean, raising consciousness? And I started thinking about it. And a lot of the readings and studies I've done have been with Alice Bailey of the Ageless Wisdom. And Alice Bailey talks about the different initiations that you go through in raising your consciousness. And the first initiation is that of getting your emotional body in check. That means not being on the roller coaster of your emotions. And really, when it comes to it as far as sound, what that means is tuning into your root soul frequency and being consistent in that frequency. So you are holding that frequency. You don't even have to hold it once you tune into it. You just be it because it's already you. It's not like you have to do it. But sometimes we get distracted. We're distracted so much by noise and cars and cell phones and electricity and all of that we get pulled away from it. So we often need to get tuned back into it. As I've mentioned before, my root frequency is A flat. In fact, if you were to listen to my voice, this note, A, that's A flat, because I always go to it. So by tuning into your root frequency, you get off the roller coaster of emotions. It's also interesting, and I'm going to go through the whole thing on raising your consciousness, and then we'll get back to the beings. It's also interesting to tune in to the frequency of other people. Some people have their frequency very prominent. But even if it's not very prominent, you can basically hear it in their voice. So often, you know, I've had instances where I meet somebody and I can't really stay grounded because I'm kind of distracted by their non-root frequency. But if you look closely, you can find their frequency. And then you tune into your own frequency, and then you're both humming consistently. And you can help entrain them back into a consistent frequency just by holding and being present with that frequency that you hear in them. At first, it may be a little hard, but if you try it, you'll be able to find that you can hear the frequency of other people, especially major teachers like the Dalai Lama. There's also Gangaji and Adyashanti, and of course Eckhart Tolle. They totally have their frequency humming. They're in their root frequency. Emotionally, they're not carried away by you could call it a roller coaster, but it's actually by the song of your emotions. Because your emotions have their own song. And they go spiraling off. But if you hold that frequency of your root, then you can get off that roller coaster. That's the first step of raising your consciousness. The second step of raising your consciousness is getting your mental body in check. So you've got a very clear thoughts, so that you're in control of your thoughts instead of just letting them run. And also, but it's also having clear thoughts as far as logic. Now, a lot of people say, you know, you don't want to go into the mind, but the problem is, if you don't deal with the mind and get it clear, it's going to lead you into traps, into little corners that take you away from yourself and your connection to spirit. So the trick is to tune into the musical vibration, the song of clear thought. Of course, a lot of people, according to Don Campbell, talks about the Mozart effect, that entrains your brain into a consistent logical vibration. And basically, Alfred Tomatis has done the largest amount of work in this field that shows that high frequencies activate your brain, but also rhythms and music that is not consistent. If you have a consistent vibration or consistent rhythm that's the same thing over and over, very quickly your brain figures it out and says, okay, fine, I don't need to attend to that anymore. But if you have a rhythm or a musical part that is changing over and over, so it's hardly ever the same, then your brain has to stay awake. And they say that is the music that's the best for learning and the best for activating your brain. So there's different parts of sound that can help you in that second initiation of getting your mind in order, getting it so your thoughts are astute. Then the third part of raising consciousness from Alice Bailey is really going into spirit. They say that the crucifixion of the Christ was actually an outward display of him going through that initiation, where he left or went into spirit. And it's very much giving up the worldly things and moving into spirit and just connecting to spirit. Now, there's a lot of music that does that for me. A lot of Deva Premal does it for me. Really helps me connect to spirit. And we've actually got a song here that I like to play. I've played before, but I just love it so much. And I've also mentioned before that this song has a recording of Deva Premal actually meditating on transmitting love, a second track of her meditating on receiving love, and a third track of her meditating on being one with the universe. And the inventor Lumen created a microphone preamp and modified the program Pro Tools on the computer so we could record these thought forms of transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. So he put those three recordings behind this song. There's no sound to it. It's just a high vibration of these thought forms. So let's go ahead and play this song by Deva Premal. It's the second song off the Embrace album. It's the only song where he actually did this technique of putting this energy. So see if you can tune into this energy of transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe, and connecting to spirit. So use your intention and use this song to connect to spirit. This is Deva Premal. Hopefully it's playing. Is it playing now? Might not be playing. Sometimes our moderator is not quite there. Is it there? Well, I'll keep talking. Maybe He's not around at the moment. No? Okay, then let's continue. Now, there are other people that talk about raising consciousness these days a lot, about just being the high vibration of love, joy, appreciation, and gratitude. These vibrations are very high vibrations, and that when you're in those vibrations, your consciousness is raised. So there's a whole group of beings called the Hathors that have some meditations to help you get into this high vibration. If you haven't heard of the Hathors, they are actually a group of beings that came from another realm, and are actually, they say there's about 1 million of them living on Venus right now. And they've been helping Earthlings for years, and they were actually very much out in the society in ancient Egypt times. So their pictures are actually all over the temples all over Egypt. There's one temple called the Hathor Temple in Dendera. These beings are about light and love and music and sound. And they came to, if you don't know the story, they actually came to Tom Kenyon, who's one of the major people in the field of sound healing. And Tom is actually a very serious psychotherapist. And they came to him in his meditation one day and said that they wanted to write a book through him. And Tom said, "Are you kidding? You're aliens. I'm not going to let you write a book. I mean, I'm a serious psychotherapist. I'm not going to write a book with aliens." So they kept coming to him, and he kept saying, "No, no, no, I'm not going to work with you." And so about a year later, he was at a conference, and this major publisher came up to him and said, "Tom, we hear you don't have time to write a book. But you won't believe this, these aliens came to me and said that I should help you write it, and we'll interview you, and that will be the book. You won't have to do hardly any work." And he said, "Fine, okay." So he wrote a book called The Hathor Material. And they, in the book, they're very funny, these beings, and they came up with a whole system for raising your consciousness. And there were four aspects to it. It was a while ago when I read it. Let me see if I can remember. One was to tie into the elements of earth, air, wind, and fire, and really get in touch with them. Because when you get in touch with those elements, you realize that they are a part of us. And there are actual beings called devas or devas that are within these elements. These are actually living beings that are also going through a consciousness raising themselves right now. So you get in tune with the elements, and that what that does is it makes you respect the earth more, because you realize it's all a part of you. The second part of raising your consciousness was to get your work in order. And you don't, it didn't mean you have to change your work, but it means your relationship with your work and how you see it. It also ties into the whole realm of abundance. When you realize that all the money that's coming in is for the work of raising the consciousness of the planet and yourself, then there's a whole flow, and you're not just trying to get more money so you can even be happy. You're trying to get more money so you can then do the work in the world. I don't know if I'm going to remember the other parts of raising consciousness, but they have a meditation on raising your consciousness. And it's about tuning in to the energy of your heart. Not your heart chakra, but just tuning in to your heart. You might do this now, if you're listening and would like to do a little meditation. We'll do it together here. Tune in to your physical heart and bring up feelings of appreciation and gratitude for your heart. The work it does to keep us alive. God, we're so grateful for our hearts. That feeling of gratitude is the higher vibration of a raised consciousness. The frequency is like, if I were to make the sound, the frequency is like, whatever sound you hear. Think of the sound that you hear in this vibration. Gratitude and appreciation. Then take that feeling and let it fulfill, let it come around your entire body through all your etheric fields and just let it envelop you completely. Then add love to it. Now, for some people, love is kind of doesn't really ring true, that word. But it's really just a vibration. It's a frequency. Imagine the frequency of someone you love really dearly. And there's a energy that is an actual frequency that is transmitted. When your heart is transmitting love, it actually creates a frequency that has golden mean ratio harmonics in it. That means that the harmonic structure, the higher frequencies, are mathematically in a ratio of 1.618 to each other, which is the basic ratio that you find throughout nature. It's in the conch shells, it's in every part of your body, it's in every flower and plant there is. So bring in that frequency of love into this high vibration of gratitude and appreciation. And we'll invoke the Hathors help us in each room where each person is that's listening. It's all about love and light. Then bring in the energy or the frequency of joy. Funny, when I say that, I kind of smile, my whole eyes and face light up. It's like joy has a song to it. This is the vibration of higher consciousness. Interesting, when you're in this vibration, the colors in the room change, the light changes, every relationship you have with anybody changes. If you're ever in conflict or having any issues with somebody, if you can go into this state, the conflict practically goes away. At least it's easier to resolve it. The opposite of this vibration is fear and worry. The higher vibration is a whole different vibration. It's like, and it's consistent. It is a pure frequency that is always there. That's why toning or chanting are so powerful, is because they resonate that consistent frequency. If our moderator is there, let's go ahead and play the song by Deva Premal now. It's Om Namo Bhagavate. Bhagavate. And listen for the energy of transmitting and receiving love and being one with the universe. Go ahead. Well, I guess he's not there. So we'll continue. That was another good try. So raising consciousness are these emotions. They're like emotions, but they're very high frequency emotions that are above the line. There's the teacher that you might check out if you haven't heard of, called Bijan. He does conference calls twice a week, and he talks about being above the line. And that's being in spirit, being in love, joy, appreciation, gratitude, as opposed to below the line, which is the fear, worry, non-abundance, the whole world that most of the media lives in. One way to get above the line is to use sound and use these meditations. The meditation that we talked about of actually tuning into your heart. There's also another meditation where you can tune into love from above. And there's one teacher that I have that says that love from above actually comes in through your thymus and your throat, and then comes down through your body into your heart. So by opening up that channel, you are also being entrained into that higher frequency vibration above the line, which is about higher consciousness. The trick is to stay in this higher consciousness as much as you can, as often, and go there as often as you can. And what happens, of course, is you get to the point where you get used to being in that higher vibration. And when you go below, you go, ah. So the trick is to think of all the things that keep you in that lower vibration. Sometimes relationships will keep you in that lower vibration. That's the tricky part, because some of us, the only way we can get to the higher vibration is to break up. It's funny, I just broke up with my girlfriend a couple weeks ago. And both of us went into a much higher vibration almost immediately, because we had both locked ourselves into this criticalness, and not even so much criticalness, but just sharing the negative things that happen throughout the day. You know, it's like, how are you doing, honey? Oh, this happened, and it's like it kind of brings you both down. And then she would share her things, and I'm like, it's too bad, And it's like, God, we got into this thing of just sharing our negative stuff, which just resonated and just created this whole vibration. And so it's like, in a way, it made us feel good because we're both like hanging out there and like, oh, how, you know, what a bummer it was. But on the other hand, it kept us below the line. So it's so funny, you know, just to talk with her after 2 weeks and like both of us are much higher vibration. So you know, relationships are changing. I think it's funny, you know, a lot of people are stuck in relationships. You know, I have to say there's so many books. God, if you go on the market or go look for books on how to help your relationship, there's 1,000 of them. But there's like hardly any books on how to break up. And sometimes that's what we need to do to move to a higher vibration. And it may not be mean breaking up forever at all. It may just be taking some time off. Because you get locked into these lower vibration patterns with another person sometimes. Now, what's really cool is if you can work with that person to then transform. But that's really tricky. Really tricky. But sometimes it works. So think of all the things that bring your vibration below the line. Of course, God, TV is the biggest one, although there are some programs on there that will bring you above the line. Just have to surf, and then if you don't find them, turn off the rest of them. Because I have been brought above the line by some public television and some movies. You know, I have. So I don't like to say that all media is bad, because there's some wonderful stuff that really, especially these days, there's some things that are really powerful. Some movies out there, of course, like God, there's one movie. What's the name of it? The Last Mimsy. That got me above the line. The Last Mimsy. It's by the producer who did Close Encounters. So, not only media can bring you below the line, but also our work can bring you below the line. You know, the trick, since we have the whole Sound Healing School, Sound Healing and Therapy Institute here, where we have a whole associate degree in sound healing, we have 12 instructors. You know, the trick is when you start hearing the vibration as music of whatever you're around, and you get so present that you're hearing the sound of whatever you're around, then that right there will help you identify when you're below the line in this world of judgment, judgment, judgment. Just the frequency of it. Criticalness. Worry. And of fear. Fear. It's like, you get tuned into the song of whatever emotion is going on. And then, when you get tuned into that song, then it becomes really easy to change the channel. Or it's even better, to transform the song. So you go from you know, you just start, if you're a singer, start sing out of it. Sing out of the lower vibration into the higher vibration. Learn the song of the higher vibration. And you may say, oh, I'm not musically oriented. Oh, come on. We are all musical beings. We've just been distracted away from it. Our whole body is singing and playing rhythms all the time. So just listen to what the sound, if you listen, if you think, what is the sound of this situation? What is the sound of this emotion? What is the sound of this place I'm at? And then take it one of two directions. You take it both directions at the same time. One is into your root soul frequency, so that you go into that frequency. And the other, the frequency of yourself, and the other is to a higher vibration. So for example, if I'm in this vibration of worrying about money, it's like, well, my root frequency is like, oh. And it's just humming there the whole time. So I think, okay, this money problem is like, but here I am. And then you sink into that other vibration of like, oh. And then what's really cool is to go up by octaves, or you can go up by fifths until you get to a higher frequency. So it's like, oh, even if you can't sing it, try and go even higher than you can sing and hear that frequency. And take it into higher consciousness. Okay. If our moderator is there, we'll try one more time. If our moderator is there, go ahead and play the Deva Primo song. And again, listen for the vibration within that song of love. Well, I guess our moderator's not around, so we'll continue here. So, back to higher consciousness and higher beings. So there are the Hathors that are hanging around now helping us, and there are a lot of messages from the Hathors on Tom Kenyon's site. You can go to search for Tom Kenyon and you'll find his site, and there's a lot of messages he has there from them, and a lot of meditations as well. Then there's the Palladians. Fred Bell's our Palladian master. Fred Bell has been working with the Palladian beings for about 15 years. And he had a Palladian woman that's been training him and basically taught him how to do all different types of technologies. Fred says that the Palladians have pretty much left the Earth now. They're headed out, and he said something about they're concerned about, you know, helping too much because they don't want to take on the karma of the earth. But they're very high beings. All these beings are living in love and light. And they actually, a lot of people say that Akhenaten, who was one of the main people that brought in energy in the ancient Egypt times, was a Palladian or from Palladia. These Palladians are masters of technology. Masters of technology. You might check out Fred Bell's site. It's a Pyridyn, Pyridyn, Pyradyne. Pyradyne.com. It's got a huge amount of technology that has been transmitted that he's come up with. based around the Palladians. Then there's the Arcturians. The Arcturians, a lot of people say they're the ones that are the main ones that are responsible for all of the crop circles, or most of the crop circles. There's a very cool site by a guy named Yanash, where he has taken pictures of the crop circles, and he has done really incredibly beautiful graphic art in the computer of these crop circles. If you go to the, that's T-H-E, dash, Arcturians, A-R-C-T-U-R-I-A-N-S .com. And then once you get inside of the site, click on the codes. And he's got all the pictures of the crop circles and then the actual drawings that he did of them. And the meaning of each crop circle. He channels the meaning of each crop circle. Sometimes he even gets the graphics downloaded to him and does the graphics before the crop circle even happens. Really beautiful. And they say that, of course, these crop circles are bringing in a whole another grid and a whole another piece of information for us to go into these higher levels of consciousness. We have some drawings here by a woman named Shona. I don't know, she doesn't have a website, but we should have them on our site at soundhealingcenter.com pretty soon. And these are drawings where she just channeled these higher beings from other planetary systems and drew templates that are meant to help us go into higher levels of consciousness. They're very powerful. I've gotten a few healings from these drawings. And they come from various planetary systems. I have to tell you also, I once had a dream that I was holding a conference. And at this conference, there was a panel of aliens from other planetary systems. And it was the first time that they were being introduced into society. The beauty is these beings are here to help, and they're doing their best to bring in the high vibration of higher consciousness. Now, what's really interesting is a lot of people say we're going into this vibration of love and light. And any vibration that is not in that higher vibration is just going to be destroyed. Because there's no, it just can't handle the higher vibration. So that's why there's so much turmoil going on, is because we're being cleansed of these lower vibrations. And some people won't make it, I guess. Although Patricia Cota Robles says that we are all going to make it now. It's a done deal now. We're all going into higher consciousness. But any lower vibrations, they will just be broken up. That includes any political systems, any thought forms, any businesses, anything that's not in the higher vibration, it is just going to shrink up and die. So it's very difficult for a lot of people going through this transformation, especially if they're totally in this vibration, this lower vibration. It's like their whole world is falling apart. Let me try one more time. If our moderator is there, go ahead and play the Deva Premal song, Om Namo Bhagavate. there are all these beings that are have gathered around the Earth to check out this transformation that we're going through into the light. And they're helping, and a lot of people, including the Hathors, are now saying, it's a done deal. We're all going into the light. So the trick is, imagine what it would be like to be living in love and light all the time. There's a site based around Benjamin Krem that talks about the Christ energy of the Maitreya. And they say that the Maitreya was actually the head of the hierarchy who actually overshadowed Jesus Christ in his later years. And that the Maitreya is actually the Christ energy. But Jesus is still a very high being. But this Christ energy, he overshadowed him. And he's overshadowed others as well. And basically come through them. And so anyway, the point is, whether it's Christ or Maitreya or whatever, is to just imagine what it would be like to live in love and light like Christ, or like the Buddha, or like any of the higher beings that have lived on Earth. What would it be like? Because I think we're now getting to the point where all of us can live in that high vibration all the time. In fact, that's what everybody's saying, is that's where we're headed very quickly. So the trick is, God, imagine what it would be like to wake up and totally be in that high vibration throughout the day, in every interaction, in everything you do in work, love, and play, in everything you do until you go to sleep. Now, it's interesting because what comes up for me when I think of that is the difference between discernment and mercy. In the Kabbalah, there is a very basic concept about the balance of discernment and mercy. Mercy, on the one extreme, it's like if you think of people that are extremely helpful, always helping everybody all the time, always, no matter, no, nothing, it's like nothing ever bothers them, it's like it's okay, or it's like they give mercy to anything. It's almost like they're too wishy-washy. That's the extreme case. On the other extreme is too much discernment, criticalness, too critical, way too critical, and just like so critical that nothing's ever good enough. So the trick is to have a nice balance of mercy and criticalness, or mercy and discernment. And it's interesting, when I think of the people I know who have this nice balance, where they're sharp, but they are totally loving and willing to forgive, of course, and not be critical. It's an interesting balance. Because it's real, I know some people that are real loving, but they're just not very discerning at all. And they often just get caught in doing too much for other people, not taking care of themselves. And then, of course, we all know the other side of people that are too discerning. Now, the interesting thing is, this is where the difference is. It's like if you're living in this love and light energy, how do you move a business forward to help raise consciousness on the planet? Because often if you're in love and light, then you're just happy where you are. And some people are actually meant to really help with the movement more than others. And I don't think it's, I think it's just that it depends on their ray of energy, their frequency that they're born with. Some people are helping raise the consciousness of the planet just by being in love and light. And that's the way they're meant to help. Other people are working like crazy to figure out new technologies, new ways of helping people, new ways of healthcare, new ways of raising consciousness, new ways of being in love and light, helping people to be in love and light. So there's to be able to move things forward, which takes a large amount of discernment, and create a business and a business model that actually works and supports you so you can do the work and so you're not in survival mode, is a very important component of discernment. The trick is, of course, is to do no harm, to move the business forward without doing harm. And also, the other trick is to keep it in perspective as to what this business is doing to help the world raise consciousness. Now, even the most mundane business of some reason it pops in my head, making butter. Is still about doing the part, that part in the world to help raise consciousness. Keeping the world going, feeding us, or helping with health care or housing. There's so many things that tie in. There aren't very many businesses out there that are actually not helping. The way they're done may not be helping. But most businesses are actually helping raise consciousness because they're in a way, well, one most basic way, they're helping the economy. They're helping us have more products which actually help us to have more abundance. But they're also fulfilling a need or a desire, for that matter. They're off help. Now, of course, there are some that are not helping. But then there's also some that aren't helping, and those people in that business might actually be of higher consciousness than a business that is helping. As long as you're bringing joy and love into the work. So it's all about raising consciousness. What are you doing to help with that energy? I'll try one more time. If our moderator is there. Hello? Hello. Go ahead and play the Om Namo Bhagavate by Deva Primo. Looks like we're all out here by ourselves in mass consciousness. So, that's the idea, it's raising consciousness on the planet, being in tune with your song around you, the music around you, and using that as a way of raising your consciousness. We have, to let you know what we do here, we've got a whole school of sound healing and therapy. And we have a wide range of instructors that teach everything from toning and chanting to basic music theory based on the harmonic structure of sound to raising consciousness on the planet, the structure of our bodies from on a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual level. How to do healing with crystal bowls, how to do healing with tuning forks, how to do healing with your voice. And also, how to do healing with music, and even synthesizers and tone generators. We even have a whole section where we teach how to do healing with binaural beats, which is hemisync, which is two frequencies played at the same time, which you then hear the third frequency, which is the difference between the two frequencies. We also teach about using voice analysis to be able to analyze what's going on in your system. We teach about your root frequency, and we teach about the relationship between sound, consciousness, sacred geometry, chemistry, physics, color, and light, and how it all ties together, both mathematically and just spiritually, to show how we're all connected in every way. So the program is, in one way, it's about learning tools and skills to help others and to do your own business in sound healing. But as you soon find out, what's the most important to be able to utilize these tools and to be able to gain higher level tools is to raise your own consciousness. When you get to a certain level of consciousness, certain keys are given to you on how to use sound. And then, when you get the keys, then you can not only help people with different issues they've got going on, but you can help people with the higher level of just helping raise their consciousness, raise their vibration, raise their connection to spirit, may it raise their amount of time they're in love and joy and appreciation and gratitude. So we have some very serious people doing work with sound therapy, helping kids with learning disabilities, and also working on using sound to help people with different diseases. So if you're interested, you can give us a call at 800-9000-MIX, 800-9000-MIX, or go to soundhealingcenter.com and check out our website. Also, if you're in the area, we've got a concert coming up on August 25th with Sylvina Vergara, Jan Sircone, Louis Varie Blanche, and Lori Roth. And we're going to be displaying 3D visuals of sacred geometry, and everybody in the audience will get 3D glasses. So the images of sacred geometry, which are just amazing, will be floating over the crowd. and we'll be holding an intention of love and joy throughout the evening to create a really delightful and enchanting, interactive, transformational experience. We'll also be incorporating a wide range of sound healing techniques to activate each chakra and massage etheric fields. So that's August 25th at the Brava Theater. You can go online and get tickets, or you can give us a call at a local number, 415-777-2486. So as you go into the evening, I hope that all these higher beings that are helping us will help you in any way you need, to be able to raise your consciousness and bring us all into love and light. May you hold that energy through the evening, into the weekend, into the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and into lifetimes. Keep holding that frequency. Take care and see you next week.